It's the Pinky the Pig Show. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening. Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday. And I'm here with my most wonderful, excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow. Hi, Pinky. How are you, little lovely one? I'm good, little lovely one. You're good?
I'm good.
So what's going on, Mildred?
Well, Pinky, today I would like to please speak about cork.
Cork? Oh, okay. All right, let's talk about cork. You mean cork like the in the wine bottles, the cork stoppers, the wine stoppers?
Well, yeah, that's the cork.
Yeah. Lady Lynette, she collects them. I don't know why, but yeah, she drinks the wine. I'll drink wine. Maybe when I'm older.
Yeah, perhaps. And the cork wine stoppers, they were invented in 1729 by a French vineyard.
Oh, yeah, the French vineyard.
Right.
That's where they make the wine out of the grapes.
Yes.
I'm not really sure if that was a French accent, but whatever.
Okay. But the reason why the cork works so well in the top of the wine bottle is because it's impermeable.
Impermeable. What does that mean, Mildred?
It means the liquid will not flow through it, but it cushions the top of the bottle, and it seals it.
Yeah.
But the wine stoppers, that accounts for 60% of what cork is used for. But on this day, and this is why I wanted to speak about cork, there was a gentleman from New York City.
New York City!
I set that up for you, didn't I?
Yeah, go ahead.
So he, his name was Napoleon Gourion, and he, like I say, he was an American and inventor, and he invented the very first life preserver, and it was made out of cork because, as we know, the cork is impermeable.
Yeah, it does not let the fluid go through it.
And it floats because it's very lightweight. And he did this on this day, November 16th, 1841. He got the patent for his invention of the cork life preserver. Actually, it was a life jacket.
Yeah, and I know what a patent is. A patent is when you invent something and then you get the license for a certain amount of time and that exclusively you can sell it and no one else can do it because you invented it.
All right, so he got the patent on this day for the life jacket.
Yeah, go for him. Yeah, because the cork, it floats.
Right, and the origin of cork goes back 5,000 years ago, and the ancient Egyptians and in China and Persia, they would use it for their fishing equipment.
Yeah, because it floats.
Right, they would also use it to seal their containers, and they would make shoes, footwear. They would make sandals out of it, and the Greek physicians would use it to treat hair loss.
How about that?
But the interesting thing is that cork grows pretty exclusively in the Mediterranean basin. That's over in Europe, and that includes Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, and then Northern Africa, Morocco, and Algeria. They all have the big supply of cork.
Okay, so it comes from the Mediterranean basin, but what is it? Well, where's it come? What is it? What's it come from?
It comes from trees.
It's wood?
Not actually. It comes from the oak tree, the cork oak trees that live in this Mediterranean basin. Now, these trees have an outer layer of bark and then an inner layer of bark. But in between, this is where the cork lies. This is where it grows. And it's unusual. It's filled with air, and it's this layer between the two layers of bark. And the cellular structure has 5 or 6 sides, and the air is trapped in there. So it gives it a lot of shock absorbance.
Yeah, the cork is buoyant because the air's in there.
Right, the air's in there. But here's the great thing about it. You don't have to kill the tree to get the cork.
Ah, good.
Right. A cork tree can live 300 years. Now what they do, they wait till the tree is 25 years old, and then they can scrape off the bark and get to the cork and harvest it. And they can do that every 9 years without damaging the tree. And so that way they have this supply of cork. And the cork oak tree can live 300 years.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, but didn't they once say that there was a shortage of cork?
Well, it's since then believed that it was the wineries, because the cork is somewhat expensive, so it was cheaper for them to use a screw top made out of plastic or metal. But the cork is very environmentally friendly because it's natural.
Yeah, well, we like things that are natural.
Yes, we do.
Okay, that was cool, learning about the cork.
It was.
Okay, we'll talk soon. I love you.
I love you.